A Victorian house, a racehorse, jewelry, a rock band. Sounds like the basic ingredients for a good book. Interested? Read on. Who would have thought that a bet placed on a racehorse would influence the course of popular music and the sport of thoroughbred racing? You don't believe it? Well, it's true. I was there. My mother, Mona Best, pawned all her jewelry and bet on a horse called Never Say Die, ridden by a young jockey named Lester Piggott, to win the 1954 English Derby. The horse won at the magnificent payoff of 33-1, and with the winnings, Mona bought a spacious Victorian house at 8 Hamon's Green in Liverpool, the cellars of which she turned into the world-famous Casbah Coffee Club. The Casbah became the catalyst for the Mercy Beat sound and was a springboard for the Beatles. The rest, you might say, is history, because the Beatles went on to become the biggest icons of the music industry and the most successful group in history. Never Say Die's Derby victory, which was so important to my family and to the career of the Beatles, also had a major impact on the sport of thoroughbred racing, which you will learn about in this book. In these pages, you will encounter a wide cast of characters, including Never Say Die's owner, trainer, and jockey, as well as many others who had a hand in raising and racing the horse that made history. Never Say Die joined 21 rivals on that chilly and damp June afternoon at the Derby starting line. Top contenders included Elopement, to whom Never Say Die had lost his last prep race, Darius, winner of the 2,000 guineas, and the Queen's colt, Landau, who had been well beaten by Darius in the guineas, but returned in the Derby trial to finish a good second to Roeston Manor. In the car ride to Epsom with his father that morning, the jockey, Lester Piggott, decided that although Darius's ability to last the entire 1.5 miles was questionable, he would likely be among the early leaders in the race. Therefore, a good tactic would be to follow behind Darius as far as he lasted. At the starter's order, Never Say Die, wearing saddlecloth number 5, was away cleanly and fell in just behind the first group of front runners. Lester sat patiently as the field rounded the first turn, laying up handy in the early stages, never getting detached from the leading group, he would later recall. The pair held 5th position at the top of the hill and maintained that spot as they headed into Tattenham Corner. Rounding the final turn, Never Say Die was positioned just behind Roeston Manor, Landau, Darius, and Blue Sail, who was ridden by top American jockey Johnny Longden, and was quickly losing ground. As Darius took the lead early in the final stretch, Lester moved his horse to the outside and began to pass tiring rivals. Piggott explained that after accelerating with 1/8 mile to the finish line, Never Say Die gave me a winning feeling the rest of the way. Arabian Knight made a late run to catch Darius for 2nd, but Piggott and Never Say Die were safely in front at that point and galloped on to a relatively easy 2-length victory, finishing in a time of 2:35 4/5, 2 seconds off the record set by Aga Khan's Mahmoud in 1936. Among the happiest people at Epsom that day were the bookmakers, who had taken plenty of money on a large group of horses vying for the status of lukewarm favorite. Few serious gamblers had bet on the winner, however. One older bookie declared, "In my 50 years in business, I cannot recall a worse Derby result for backers. And that is another way of saying it's my best Derby."